Going to the gym can be good for your health, but also can be hard on your mind. You're sweating and straining your body in front of other people. One physical trainer says that is especially hard for people who are trans or gender non-binary. So he started a pop-up gym in Massachusetts that is designed to help LGBTQ people work out without worry. Here's Quincy Walters of our member station WBUR.
Hands plank. Hands plank.
On a Sunday afternoon, in a tiny gym just outside of Boston, about 10 people are working out. They're trans, they're gay, they identify as queer. There's a pride flag on the wall. This is Queer Gym. Personal trainer Justice Williams takes time to coach each and every person. Williams, who started Queer Gym, says it's a place to work out for whoever identifies as LGBTQ and doesn't feel welcome in other gyms.
They're hyper-masculine, they're toxic, they're about an aesthetic. And being a part of the LGBT community, I've observed and noticed that people don't feel comfortable in gyms today.
Queer Gym is one of a few spaces that's cropped up in North America in recent years designed to cater specifically to LGBTQ people.
And then bring, yes, there you go, elbows down.
Jesus. Right now, Williams is teaching gym-goer Leo Morris something called the Bretzel Stretch, which pretty much looks how it sounds. Morris is non-binary and uses they-them pronouns. They recently had tub surgery, which is a chest surgery, to conform to a person's gender expression.
My body looks a little bit different than a lot of the other people who are in the gym.
And Moore says that causes some people to stare.
You know, when you're working out, you just want to focus on your workout. But when you know that other people are staring at you and then sometimes talking about you, it can just be just sort of demoralizing, you know, when you're supposed to be like pumping yourself up in the gym.
Eddie Masonette, who's trans, says he wears tank tops when he works out, and people at regular gyms gawk at the scars from his top surgery. But Masonette says at Queer Gym, the visibility is only positive.
Like here, like we're looking at each other, but it's so supportive. People like trying to take pointers or like make sure that you're not hurting yourself, as opposed to like kind of feeling like a spectacle.
Masonette says other physical trainers he's worked with didn't know how to work with trans people, but Justice Williams does.
Because if I tell Justice, like, yo, this hurts, he'll give me a modification or tell me to take a break. So, like, I feel listened to and I feel a lot stronger. And that kind of confidence is, like, there's not really many other places in my life that I can get that.
Creating confidence is why Williams says he became a physical trainer. Williams is trans, too. 10 years ago, Williams needed to lose weight before taking testosterone, but couldn't find a personal trainer who understood his journey.
And that forced me to learn on my own so that I could teach myself the proper way to work out, to be in my body, to polish my armor.
And today, Williams' armor couldn't be shinier. He says the ultimate goal is to arm people in his community with the confidence to navigate all gyms. But until then, Williams says he'll try to keep Queer Gym around for as long as necessary. For NPR News, I'm Quincy Walters.